Mike DeFeo is running for Oak Island Town Council. He's currently a member of the Oak Island Planning Board. And after living part-time in Oak Island for a number of years, a little over 4 years ago, he became a permanent resident. Mike, I'm guessing you like living in Oak Island.
Oh, I love it. I came to Oak Island the first time in 1999. That weekend, I said, this is where I want to end up. Now, we spent 16 years coming on weekends and vacations. We even spent a couple summers here while we're having a house built. And then, like I said, finally, about 4.5 years ago, moved here permanently.
And you've been on the planning board. Did your experience and your current experience on the planning board have anything to do with you deciding that you needed to run for town council?
Well, when we first came to Oak Island, we opened up a business. We started getting involved in the small businesses on Oak Island and started finding out some of the issues that they're dealing with and some of the restraints that they have to deal with. And I wanted to get involved. And the planning board seemed like a good starting point. People refer to it as a good training ground for future council members. But I wanted to get involved in the community to essentially try to help the small businesses and keep that small business culture in place at Oak Island. All right, so from that, made the decision to run for council.
How is the small business atmosphere in Oak Island currently? Is it a healthy place to be running a small business? I guess since they finally reopened the bridge, that helps.
That made a big difference. But one of the biggest problems that the businesses have is retaining employees. And part of the problem, obviously, the town has drug problems like everybody else. There's a generational issue. But a lot of it is that they're low paying, they're seasonal. There's a minimum of housing available for people to work in that industry. But they had struggles. A number of them don't make it. All right, the rest of them still struggle. The one restaurant that I talked about earlier had to close down a couple of days a week because they just couldn't get the people to work.
You mentioned housing, affordable housing. Is that something that's on your agenda? Should you move on to town council?
It's one of the four major issues. Four major issues that I'm running with. I think that we need to address that. Maybe not on the island itself, but there's plenty of room on the mainland to partner with realtors and developers in the town to try to solve that and try to build some affordable housing. You know, single homes, duplexes, triplexes, apartments, in all the different mix. But make it affordable so that we can attract people and hopefully attract the people who can work in the small businesses on the island.
That's a theme across much of southeastern North Carolina, especially in the Cape Fear region. And looking at that, while you're also seeing your population increase, and I'm not talking about people that come here for vacation or for the beaches in the summer, but we're looking at major population increases in Oak Island and that part of Brunswick County over the next 20 or 40 years. And at the same time, you're looking at we need an increase in affordable housing, especially for those folks that might work in the hospitality industry. That's not an easy thing to accomplish.
No, it's not going to happen overnight. I've kind of focused on the population issue in the next 4 or 5 years. We have a development up on 211, it's called Pine Forest. That's going to introduce pretty much enough residents to double our population. But there's also a projection out to 2035 that says that the population of Oak Island is going to be somewhere up to 20,000 residents. At that point, most of it's going to be on the mainland. And that's where I'm I I have a major concern because we certainly want to maintain the culture that we have on the island. We're a small beach town atmosphere. We're residential, family-oriented, pet-oriented. We want to keep that. And we understand that the pressure is going to be there when we have the mainland residents that are, frankly, more voters than what's on the island. Their wants and needs are going to be totally different than ours on the island. So I think that we have to start planning that growth for that future now so that we can make some strategic decisions to keep that culture in place on the island.
What are some of the other things you're running on, the things that are high on your agenda?
Well, I think I've pretty much touched on growth in affordable housing and a little bit on the employment issue. I want to touch a little bit on that. I did go out and talk to the president and the vice president of Brunswick County Community College, and I was very amazed at the opportunities that are available to kids going to school, to businesses on the island, to partner with them and with the government, the town of Oak Island, to support that effort, all right, and partner with that. But there's apprenticeship opportunities, there's tradesman training that the college offers. So there's a lot of things that we can do to address that employment issue. The fourth big issue that I think is we have with the town is the participation of the citizens. We don't get very many people to attend the council meetings or the board meetings, committee meetings. The council gets little input from the residents, and they're there to make their decisions, and they're going to make their informed decision based on what they know. And if their source of information are from people who have a vested interest in that decision, all right, it's not necessarily going to benefit the bulk of the residents. So I'm pushing back to the residents and saying, part of this deal here is that you have to be willing to participate in the running of the town. You have to attend these meetings. You got to tell the council members what you think and what you want, and force them to listen to what you need.
I've also read that you're concerned, as most people are in these beach towns, about beach renourishment.
Yes.
How does Oak Island fix its beaches after a storm comes through?
Wow, they pretty much rely on FEMA up till now. There's two FEMA projects that are scheduled to kick off, one related to Hurricane Matthew and one related to Hurricane Florence. There's $20 million FEMA money available for those two projects. That fits in well with the overall beach nourishment project that have been, nothing's finalized, but they're talking in terms of a $40 million project for the whole beach. These two FEMA projects are going to address some of those issues and some of those needs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's going to reduce it somewhat, the total bill. But the town itself doesn't really do much. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we're facing down the road with the beach nourishment, it's assuming there's $20 million left, work left. We have to come up with a way to pay $20 million. My mind, first step is we have to let the voters decide that,
mm-hmm.
and with a voter referendum. I don't think this council or any council should make a decision of that magnitude without the voters speaking that way. How we go about it after that, we were talking, in some type of tax increase. There's paid parking was attempted last bunch of years.
Yeah.
But we have to come up with sources of revenue to to pay for that, assuming the residents want it.
Yeah, how did the paid parking crash and burn?
Well, this is where it's going to get me in a little bit of trouble.
Sure.
I stated right after that, and I talked to two of the council members, and my message to them was the staff and the council members operated in good faith. Staff presented them those two vendors as for options,
mm-hmm.
Based on what they knew about them. The council members, in turn, selected one of the vendors based on what the vendor presented to them. It turned out, and this is what I told them, was that they didn't have a process or a satisfactory process to vet those vendors correctly. The vendor they picked had guaranteed $400,000 a year in revenue.
And would this be meters or lots where people would...
Well, they're not, they're kiosks more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where you get the little thing and you put it on your windshield or your dashboard after you, yeah.
Either that electronically reading the license plate,
right,
or whatever. But
right.
It was that mechanism. It wasn't parking meters. that guaranteed $400,000 is what really attracted the council, and they voted for it. Immediate after that, some of the residents took it upon themselves to research his company, and they started finding some real issues. The issues on whether how long did they exist, they had to, based on the RFP, they had to exist for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that was questionable. What they found out when they researched the principals, that the CEO had a drug record, and that the chief financial officer apparently had some open charges. I don't know if it was assault or, but some charges to open, and they didn't disclose any of that information when they bid for it. That was presented. Those people sent that information to one of the council members and the mayor, and they immediately reacted. They reacted appropriately. They called a special meeting. They rescinded the offer. They apologized to the public, and said it won't happen again. In fact, I just found this out the other day. I had suggested to them, don't do anything until you create a process.
Yeah.
I found out talking with the town manager 2 or 3 days ago that's exactly what he did. He went out and added to his checklist, his process, and then retrospectively went back and checked some of the other vendors that they had awarded contracts to for other projects, just to make sure that they were in good standing with them. So,
yeah.
But it was a fiasco. It was embarrassing.
Is it something you would revisit as a member of town council?
Some of this based on my experience with the planning council. I think process is a major issue. I'm coming from a process background, right? I've been in pharmaceuticals and quality. I deal with process all the time, or did deal with process all the time. I recognize that as a missing piece.
Mm-hmm.
So what I will do, and I'll try to get consensus with the other council members once I'm elected, is to get them to agree for us to take a step back and have somebody come in and take a look at how we do business, what are our skill levels, what are our policies, and how robust are our policies and procedures, our computer systems, et cetera. And then come up with some recommendations on what training, what changes we have to make to bring us up to current so that we can deal with things more consistently and efficiently. And that's going to involve bringing in processes. In the background I have, it's just literally procedures that tell you how to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
Example, vetting a vendor. It will lay out all the steps you have to take to do that. And I think that's the kind of thing that's missing with the town right now.
There have been some issues with the Oak Island Police Department. Is that a concern for you?
You're referring to the chief in the assistant chief resigning a bunch of months ago.
Yes, and then some questions about the past involving the acting chief today.
I don't know much about the history of the acting chief. Obviously, you know, he's saying nothing to it, all right? I hope that when they offered that position to them that they did vet him appropriately. As far as the old chief and the assistant chief, they left for personal reasons, all right? And I think we need to just honor that, all right? I don't know that if there's anything else behind that stuff that we'll ever find out, all right? But I think it's, they made their decisions, and if they want to tell us why, it's up to them.
Mike DeFeo is running for Oak Island Town Council. Mike, thank you for coming in.
All right.